Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We're now into the second hour of this Tuesday edition. And I want to get into the Patriot Act legislation that Bush is out promoting. The headline from Counterpunch: Patriot Act enhancement provides death penalty for any federal crime punishable by over 1 year in jail. Very, very serious. Also, the government covering up the real numbers of our dead and dying troops. And we'll also be getting into that. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Oregon. Out in Oregon, the police, especially in Portland, have gotten very, very aggressive. And it's gotten so bad that yesterday we read several editorials with local news channels getting very upset about what's happening. In fact, in one article, and we've got a guest coming up here in just a few minutes to discuss this, the lawyer for this poor lady, in one article, the headline to the Oregonian, "Even blind old ladies terrify the police. She needed her 94-year-old mother to come to her rescue. In the middle of the dogfight in which Eunice Crowder was pepper sprayed, tasered, and knocked to the ground by Portland's courageous men in blue, the poor woman's fake right eye popped out of its socket and was bouncing around in the dirt. The cops aren't apologizing, the cops aren't embarrassed, the cops haven't been disciplined, and the cops still are insisting to the bitter end that they, quote, reasonably believe this blind old woman was a threat to their safety and macho culture." And, look, I'm a clean-cut-looking guy, you know, short hair, white guy. I won't even hardly go down to 6th Street anymore because some steroid goon with more tattoos than Marilyn Manson with giant, you know, arms and a shaved head will come up and, you know, back when I wasn't married, would have a girlfriend down there, would start demanding to see their ID and saying, "You look pretty good, honey." I mean, I knew thugs who were bouncers. You could see them the next year as the police. Just bullies. The same bully from the schoolyard with a badge and a gun. And with unlimited authority comes unlimited tyranny. Now, Ernest Warren is the lawyer, the attorney, for Eunice Crowder, and he's here to tell us this story. And, sir, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Mr. Jones, for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. We're about to break, but in a nutshell, what is going on in Portland, Oregon?
Well, there's been a public outcry of the excessive force that police use against pretty much everyday people like my client Eunice Crowder, who was a white 71-year-old blind woman, hard of hearing, who hadn't committed any crime. But by the end of the beating that they gave her, and as you had somewhat described, they charged her with criminal conduct, and it was my job to both defend her against the criminal allegations and to get her compensated for the excessive force that was used against her.
Now, in the past, you just got a beating from bad police. Now, we have video of this all over the country. They beat you up. You never touch them, but then they go ahead and charge you with assaulting them or resisting them.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happened in this case. And what makes this even more outrageous is it happened in her own home. She was... her yard had become somewhat overgrown. I've seen pictures of it. It didn't look that bad to me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Stay there, sir. We've got a break. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time to get into this. We're talking to Ernest Warren, her lawyer, who just did get a $145,000 settlement, which I say isn't enough. And just an amazing story. Stay there, my friend. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Neil and John and Sean and many others that are patiently holding, we're going to get your calls a little bit later in this hour, early in this hour. Also, we'll be getting into this new Patriot Act legislation where they'll execute you if you violate their federal laws. Also, the situation in Iraq as we track the police state here. But listen, every day, I'm not just bashing the police. Every day, I get an article where a family drives off and the cops shoot the vehicle up and shoot the children or blow a pregnant woman away or kill some old lady at the wrong house or splatter somebody for no reason and plant a gun on them and get caught doing it. And for every one cop that gets caught, I guarantee you there's 500 doing something wrong because the culture's set up to cover it up. But now, when they get out of control and beat you up, in almost every case I've seen, they go ahead and charge you with something to legitimize what they've done, and that's wrong. I mean, if they're going to beat us, which I think is their right as our owners, that's okay. But don't punish us after they enjoy themselves. I mean, I agree that they've got some stress, and beating us up is their right. We're their property. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. But I'm tired of being treated like a slave, and we're joined by Ernest Warren, the lawyer for Eunice Crowder, 71-year-old lady there with her 95-year-old mother. Sir, you just won a settlement of $145,000. The community's outraged, but for people that don't know about this story, and again, it's a long laundry list in Portland, Oregon. Go over just what's been happening in Portland, Oregon, and then specifically what happened to your client.
Well, Well, what happened is I think you should know that in traffic stops, two people have been killed in less than 1 year by the cops. In one case that happened just a month ago, 25 seconds into a traffic stop for failing to signal for 100 feet before making a left turn, they killed Mr. Perez by firing three shots into his chest within 25 seconds, and the witnesses asked, "Why are you stopping me for?" And he wasn't aggressive, and he didn't have any weapon. And the police officer was just acquitted in a grand jury because he said he believed that Mr. Perez was going for a gun, and there was no gun to be found, and this is in broad daylight. And there were several witnesses who actually tape recorded the whole incident. And on May 5th of last year, a young 120-pound, 5'2 woman who was a passenger in a car, Kendra James, was also killed by the police.
We have a photo of her with her two small children. She was pregnant.
That's correct. And she was killed by the police, for nothing more than a misdemeanor that one of the cops that had stopped her a couple of weeks before, you know, you don't have to go to a grand jury to get a misdemeanor complaint. The cop just goes down and swears out an affidavit, and then you got a crime against you. Well, that's what happened, in arresting her from the rear of the car, they killed her. And the question is, if she didn't have a weapon and she was unarmed, and most men could grab a woman 120 pounds and get her out of the car without pulling out a gun, without pulling out a taser, or without pulling out a can of pepper mace. Let's go into Eunice Crowder's case. On June 9th, 2003, 11 a.m. Right before noon, Eunice gets a knock at her door. It's a bureaucrat from the city of Portland that's serving her with an administrative search warrant to clean up her yard. Eunice tells him, "Sonny, I'm blind. I'm 71 years old. I'm hard of hearing. Could you read this warrant to me? Because I don't understand why a warrant should be executed upon me."
By the way, this is all in the newspaper. He took that as not respect, respecting basically the gang member. It's a gang mentality. And so for not showing respect to the gang member, what happened?
He balls it up into a piece of paper and hands it to her and says, "I don't have to do that." And now she's, you know, beside herself. "Well, what are you going to take?" And she's trying to stay behind him, and she knows every square corner of her home. She has a prosthesis in her right eye, and she has 21,000 vision in her left. And what we used to say is she's blind in one eye and can't see out the other.
Yeah, basically, that's the vision of a mole.
And she basically had a family heirloom in the front yard, which it was a 90-year-old, you know, the first made radio flyer wagon. And she had rhododendrons growing out of it. And the contractors for the city of Portland had discarded that. And she could feel it with her foot. And as she went to ask her 95-year-old mother to come out and help with her eye, see what's going on, and she kicked out for it and wasn't there. She turns around. She says, "I want, you know, you can't take this heirloom. Where are you putting the things you're taking out of my yard?" They say, "On the back of a trailer. It's in front of your driveway." She says, "Can I get on the trailer?" They say, "No." He says, "Can you, as a bureaucrat for the city, get on the trailer?" He says, "No, liability purposes." "Who can?" "The police. I have my cell phone here in Braille. You got a number for them?" "No, I'll call. They'll come much quicker." Well, she says, "I'm going to sit here. I'm going to protest. I'm going to have one foot on the bumper of this trailer and one foot on this curb until they come." And she just sits there, you know, and she calls her mother on her cell phone.
Let me stop you before you go any further.
Sure.
We've seen these many times in Austin where they retroactively then zone an area that was in the country, say you've got to get your stuff out of the yard, even yards that aren't a mess. Then they come out and steal everything you've got and then charge you thousands of dollars for stealing your stuff. Is that what was happening here?
That was exactly what was happening. In fact, they one of the things that they did was assess a $700 fine for cleaning up a 100 by 50 lot.
Well, that's nothing, sir. I've seen it upwards of $14,000.
Well, I was pretty amazed.
Oh, that's bad enough. So you got a blind old lady taking care of her 95-year-old mama. They're taking care of each other. She doesn't lick this guy's boots.
Could have got the teenager next door to cut the grass for probably $25. But anyway, so she's waiting, and then she's just sitting there, John, I can't believe this. How could this be? You know, this can't be justice in America. And she's just sitting there, John, you know, thinking out loud. Cop comes up behind her and puts his foot on top of her foot. She can't see who it is. He never identifies himself. So she says, what the Hades is going on? Who are you? And identify yourself. And he says, I'll ask the questions, and hits her in the back of the head, which dislodges to an uncomfortable position her right prosthesis. It doesn't come out. It's just dislodged to an uncomfortable position. So she starts trying to get it back to a comfortable position, and the man says, oh, you're trying to bite me. And this is a guy by the name of Officer Miller, who's about 6'2", 255 pounds.
He's a real man.
And him and his partner, Officer Sajak, immediately take this woman to the ground, grab her by her hair, pull out their canister of pepper spray, mace her in both eyes, in which the prosthesis comes out. Now then they beat her down, and she's on the ground with both hands underneath her. At this point, her 95-year-old mother comes out and says, what are you doing? My daughter is blind. She's got a bad back, and she's hard of hearing. You wouldn't do a dog the way you're doing my daughter. And the mace is burning her, so Miss Crowder screams, I need water. So the 95-year-old mother goes in to get some water to help wash out her baby's eyes. And,
by the way, the newspaper reports that there's witnesses by now watching all of this.
Yes. And then Officer Sajak gets up off of her, and Officer Miller stays on her and goes in behind the 94-year-old mother, Tommy Scott. And she says, get out of here. I don't want you in here. And he says, you better believe I'm going to stay in here. You're going for a gun. She goes to her kitchen, gets a 2-quart plastic Tupperware bowl, fills it with water, turns back around, heads back out for her daughter. You're mindful, she's 94 years old, she can't run.
This is an obvious Al-Qaeda move, getting water for her daughter.
and then as she approaches her daughter, Sajak doesn't say anything to Miller. Miller gets up off of Eunice Crowder for a moment and slams the 94-year-old mother with the water up against the fence, knocking the water out of her hand, and in his report saying that she was trying to assault me with the water. So then Eunice is still down on the ground with her arms underneath her body, wondering what is going on.
Well, I made the Al-Qaeda comment because we're all terrorists now. We're all evil terrorists. That's how they treat us.
Oh, I can believe that. And so they're saying they're yelling to her to quit resisting. And so she has her hands underneath her body with her back exposed on the ground. Sajak pulls out his taser. And you know now that these tasers shoot like guns. They shoot electrodes. They're not the kind that you go up and stick into a person. These are the kinds that shoot electrodes out like guns. And Officer Sajak shoots her 4 times in her back with a taser, and once in her right breast with a taser.
So, I mean, it's not enough to just hit her once with something that'll knock down a horse. We've got to taser her over and over again.
Yeah, they taser her, in my mind, to their satisfaction, till she's totally broke and almost dead. Then they pull her limp arms around her body and handcuff her, and then yell at her to get up. And she says, I bet you wouldn't yell at your mom like that. And Miller yells back, my mom is 74. She says, well, I'm 71. And then they put her in the police car, take her down, and charge her with the crimes of harassment, which in Oregon is attempted assault of a police officer, and disobeying a police order. What happened was we had to go to trial on these charges.
I tell you what, stay there, sir. I really appreciate your time, an amazing gentleman standing up for this lady, Ernest Warren. I'm Alex Jones. We'll come back and tell you what happened next.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844, or visit them online at sunelco.com.
We're talking to Ernest Warren, and he's one of the local counsels on cases for Jerry Spence. Just a great lawyer who stands up for very diverse crowds, you know, from black people having their rights violated to Mr. Weaver. And I was just talking to Mr. Warren during the break, and he talked about how law enforcement is a growth industry, how they're very arrogant in Portland because they have a strong police union. They're not held accountable. And I'm seeing an acceleration of the arrogance, the hatred of the population. They've militarized the police. It's now an us-against-them mentality. And then this is a major sign of tyranny. So now they beat this old woman up, this blind old woman up, taser her five times, not four, I'm sorry, the number was worse. And then they go ahead and charge her with attempted assault and some other stuff. So now it's going to trial. How did you handle this, Mr. Warren?
Well, of course, we filed a civil complaint under 42 United States Code 1983 in Federal District Court in Oregon for excessive force as the criminal case was proceeding along. And we just go to trial. We make our opening statement, not a little bit. We gave you a nutshell of that. They were pretty overwhelmed by that. We cross-examined them and got them to admit they never identified themselves. They only had one thing in mind, that was taking Eunice Crowder down as if she was a criminal. And it was clear under the law that she had not violated, she had not attempted to assault them or harass them or annoy them, and that she hadn't disobeyed any police order. So,
what's wrong with these bureaucrats that she says, I'm blind, Sonny, will you please read it to me? He wads it up and throws it at her, basically. Then she says, look, don't take my wagon. I'm going to call the police. He goes, no, don't worry, I will. Thinking that she was calling the police on him. He calls the police on her. They come, step on her hand, hit her in the back of the head, assault the 95-year-old woman, then attack her with tasers. Please continue.
And mace her.
Oh, yes, sir.
And maced her in both eyes, and the prosthesis comes out. Well, they totally had any disregard for her, and they totally humiliated her, and that's the place where they want to go in every encounter with a citizen. I mean, you know, it wasn't like the old days when you could really look to a cop and see that this was a man of genuine respect. I mean, you look at him now, and you want to keep your hands out in front of him so you don't get shot.
Well, here's a quote out of a news article by Steve Dunn in the Oregonian. Eustace Crowder, you see, didn't follow orders. Eunice was uncooperative, worried a city employee was hauling away a family heirloom, a 90-year-old red toy wagon. She had the nerve to feel her way towards the trailer in which her yard debris was being tossed. Just, you know, this is such an illustration, and it's not one horror story. It's not isolated. I mean, we have cases where they raid whole neighborhoods looking for drugs, find no drugs, shove old ladies down into fire ant beds, laugh at them, go in people's houses, pull out their Playboys, laugh at them. It's just getting crazier. These are sadistic gang members with guns and badges.
Yes.
So what happened in the trial?
Well, what happened in the trial is, in the criminal trial, the judge, after the close of the state's evidence and after me showing him, demonstrating for him that Eunice Crowder is totally blind, dismissed the case. He just couldn't believe it. He thought it was an injustice and dismissed the case. And then that happened on a Monday, and then on the Friday, Eunice Crowder agreed to accept a settlement of $145,000.
But the police are saying we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, they sometimes they can't see the error of their ways. I mean, that's the arrogance. The city council said, well, I hope as we pay this settlement that they take this as a training event that you shouldn't go around beating up on elderly people.
Now, from this, though, I mean, the people are finally starting to wake up as they gun down unarmed men and women, pregnant women. Are the police showing any response to this, or just more arrogance?
Well, you know, it's more arrogance, and they're more worried about their morale. I mean, when they had to pay out this sum of money and they have to be subject to public ridicule, they're worried about their morale more than they are the safety, the welfare of the community.
Are they saying the word morale?
Yeah.
I love all these military terms where they call government people officials and we're civilians and they're a military force. What is a military fight? They fight an enemy. So we have militarized police and they treat us like the enemy, like we're in Fallujah or something.
We'll
be right back. Please stay with us, sir. We'll take your calls when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
My friends, I think we all know the police are very corrupt in Mexico for hundreds of years, going back to the conquistadors for that matter. Imperial rule, abuse of the population. And in Mexico 50 years ago, they had special police units called Foxes, and they wore black uniforms, black boots, black ski masks. The Nazis employed this during World War II in Poland and other countries when they would go around door-to-door grabbing people at night. They would wear black masks with their helmets over it. So today when the SWAT teams wear the black mask, that's part of being the enforcers, the inquisitors, the secret police. And we have that going on here in America. You know, the executioners of old do this, and they cover their identities, they cover their badges, at least here in Austin and many other areas of the country, and they treat us like we're a foreign enemy or they're an occupying power. And we're talking to Ernest Warren, the lawyer for this little old lady, Eunice Crowder, and her 95-year-old mama got beat up pretty bad and then charged. The judge, thank God, threw the case out. But the police are still strutting around talking about how poor they are and how they're under attack, and boy, they sure get treated bad. I mean, look, people, you're not, better than a little old lady. And before we go to these calls, I would ask the callers, I know some of you were holding before our guest was on, try to address this subject, and you can bring up whatever you want. Before we do that, you talked about the phenomenon in your city of them bringing in police from other communities. Please expand on that.
Well, I mean, I just never really understood why they would go all around the country to bring in people that make, you know, basically are robots, rather than going to, every time they put out for recruiters, a whole bunch of people from the community go to apply. I mean, people that grew up in this neighborhood, people that know the neighborhood, and 99% of them never get chosen. And it's the craziest thing.
Well, let's be honest. Most of those being hired just got back from Iraq. And they've been shoving old ladies around. They've been beating people up. They've been, you know, pulling their guns at checkpoints and mowing people down. In a lot of these cases, I'm not against the troops, folks, but you don't take them from gun confiscation and checkpoint detail, again, in Fallujah or Baghdad, and then put them on our streets.
Well, I bet you that's probably what's going on, but it certainly doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I'm certain that if a community cop had known elderly 71-year-old Eunice Crowder, he would have said, ma'am, now what's going on? Instead of, I'll ask the questions and knocking her upside the head.
Well, I mean, they're so insecure. I go back to this gang member analogy. Their own gang member handbooks, gang psychology handbooks would explain it. I mean, you know, with the gang member to not pop off at them because they don't want to be dissed. They're going to bust a cap in you. Well, now, that's now exactly how the police act, but even worse, more dangerous. And if you in the slightest way don't lick their boots, they'll beat the daylights out of you, kill you, and then frame you. And we see this nationwide. I mean, they'll come at you with a toilet plunger.
Exactly.
So I mean, look, before it was just, you know, the disadvantage they would target. Now it's old ladies, it's everybody, and it's wrong regardless of who they do it to. But I'm trying to get my mind around this mindset. Go ahead.
There's an excellent analogy that Jerry Spence told me. He says the wolf looks at the flock of sheep, and he doesn't run after the strongest one first. He runs after the weakest one. But then after the weakest are all gone, then everybody's open for prey.
Well, that's what Tony Brown says, that's exactly what they do. They target the disadvantaged first, and after they're done feeding on them, they move out. Plus, they get conditioned that it's their right to do it.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, so they won't apologize even after the settlement. They won't even say, yeah, it's wrong to beat up old ladies.
No. Nope.
Whatever happened to being respectful to old ladies, even if they are cranky as their possessions are being stolen?
You know, and I don't understand it because I grew up in Portland and I was a Boy Scout, and we were taught to help old ladies across the street and, you know, and so forth, and help elderly people, and I did. And I just don't get it.
Well, I tell you, that is a predatory-like stance to attack the weak. That is very scary. Let's take a few calls here. I guess up next is Neil in Canada. Neil, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day, sir.
Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Warren.
Hello.
I just wanted to thank you for definitely standing up for these ladies. I mean, that's crazy. I've been a victim of police brutality myself, but if there's anything more wrong than wrong, it's tasering a 70 or 90-year-old woman. That's definitely crazy.
Well, thank
five
you.
Times. Did the police... Mr. Warren, ever explain why they tasered her five times?
No. No, they didn't. I mean, you know, they never explained that. Before I could get to that point in the cross-examination in the criminal case, the judge cut me off and said, Mr. Warren, I'm not going to give you a free deposition.
By the way, tasers and other non-lethal weapons are not non-lethal in many cases, and they're called less lethal by the industry. These are actually training aids to get them used to using unreasonable force immediately, and then they're being protected.
Well, the pepper mace is pretty bad for an elderly old woman, too, because when it got into her nasal passages and down into her lungs, it ultimately scarred her lungs.
Well, I say they got off easy. Anything else, Neil?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a heads up on the new police state legislation that was unveiled on us this morning. They call it the National Security Policy. And they're saying that the legislation's anchored to the Charter of Rights, which, you know, gives us the right to life, liberty, and the security of the person. But then they're spinning it around and they're saying that the terrorists are the threat to our security of the person, so now they have to take our liberty away to keep it secure because that's our right.
Exactly what Hitler said. You have a right to be safe. I'm taking your freedoms. Thanks for the call. Sean, where are you calling us from?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Salida, Colorado.
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I wanted to thank you for your stand. I'm up in the high country. I'm a local DJ on a community radio station. I am reiterating your message. 1 hour a week is all I get. Me and my friends, we have some of your tapes. We are copying them and distributing.
Good.
And this stuff is outrageous. And these police, my opinion, should be hung along with Janet Reno and Amy Gorelick on the White House lawn.
Well, I don't agree with any violence towards them, and that's what the establishment wants.
I mean, legally, they should be tried. They should be found guilty, and they should be hung.
I think that's an important point. You know, here we don't have an independent body, legislative or prosecutorial body, to look at what the police do. You know, they're working hand in hand with county district attorneys who just rubber stamp any of their deadly conduct. I think there needs to be an outside agency that isn't bought off by politicians that can prosecute these people for beating up on 71-year-old women.
Well, if the grand juries weren't rubber stamps of the prosecutors, we'd have that with jury nullification, wouldn't we?
Well, it probably so, but, you know, what happens is the prosecutor gets in front of his chosen grand jury. The other side of the equation doesn't get to advocate for their position to the grand jury, so they only hear one side of it, and that doesn't get recorded, and it's a secret, and so we don't know what they're telling the grand jury.
Good point, Sean. Thanks for the call. Who's up next, Stephanie? Calvin in New York. Go ahead, Calvin.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
How are you today?
Good.
A really sad story. It can make me cry. I was assaulted by the police. That's not what I want to get into. I just wanted to say that because, you know, it's not uncommon for law-abiding citizens like myself to end up, you know, being abused by the police. But my point would be the police are out of control in this country because, the drug war is one of the things that have led to all of this because it's opened it up.
Well, yeah, it's called a war. The government ships it in, then creates the crisis. The bigger the drug war, the more drugs, the more people in prison. The drug war is a great success for the police state, not the success we think of it, but a success of having more drugs, having more people in prison. Let's get a comment from Mr. Warren on that.
Well, I think that we really lost the drug war if we look at the statistics. They basically just scratched the surface of prosecuting people that traffic in drugs, and we have more drugs in this country making more illegal money than ever before.
But see, you look at that as a good person, oh, it's failed. But for them, more private prisons, more police, big industry, more drugs for the big banks to launder.
And
they
that
love
I agree
it.
With. And it just doesn't make any sense. Long prison terms, you know, and prison terms for, you know, just minuscule amounts of drugs.
Did you hear about Dallas where they just randomly pull a car over and throw a bag of chalk in the back?
Lord.
And then the drug lab certifies it as cocaine and they go to a prison and they take their house?
Oh, Lord. That's horrible. But, yeah, that happens all over the country. And, you know, and it's the case where a person like this gentleman from New York gets beat up by the police wrongfully. Somehow he should seek out a lawyer and try to challenge them because the only... You're not going to get the politicians to make a change. The only change is going to be made through their pocketbook.
That's why they want to give themselves liability protection. They want to turn their lawyers loose, but keep us from getting good lawyers. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead. You're on the air with our guest.
Alex, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Warren.
Good afternoon.
My question is, after all of this, nothing, am I to understand that correctly, nothing is going to happen to these two officers?
Nothing. They haven't been disciplined. The county, Multnomah County District Attorney's Office, would never prosecute them for a deadly assault. I mean, this woman could have died from this.
Listen, I have a friend, no criminal record, manages an entire Home Depot, paralyzed from the chest down, driving his car. The cop pulls him over for throwing a cigarette out the window on a rainy day. He asks him, and this is on the record, and this is a high-level cop, this is a supervisor. He says, "What is all this bleep?" He goes, "Sir, I'm paralyzed. These are hand controls." He says, "Get out of the car." He says, "Sir, I have to access the lift. I have to get out." He says, "Get out." He said, "Okay." He said, "Get out now." Grabs him by the hair, drags him out, beats him up, and then says, "Now you can go." And the guy, bleeding in front of his wife, who, by the way, works at a jail, has to crawl to the wheelchair that his wife has gotten out.
That's just sickening. Is there any way we can get
that? I would love to get that case. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Is there any way we can get court watchers on these folks?
Oh, in fact, I'm going to be getting court watchers on. Sure, there's a lot of good organizations out there that need to expose this. The problem is there's so many abuses. It's like fish in the sea. Thanks for the call, Tim. We've only got time for maybe one or two calls left for our guest. He's got to go. He's got cases to deal with. But look, there's so many of these cases that we're not here just picking a few, are we, Mr. Warren?
No, not at all. I mean, it happens all over the country. But they certainly need to be challenged. And like you made a great point, Alex, basically they have way 10 times, 100 times more money than the average attorney does. And they'll use all their resources to try to quiet and sequester these cases.
Well, I tell you, in most cases I see now where it's just a normal, and again, I say just a normal white person, because if you're a minority, you're in even more trouble. And you know, just your short hair, groveling to them. But if you do one thing that they think is disrespectful, a lot of them will just beat you down. And that shows that is just insane avarice.
Yes.
I don't even know what to say to this anymore. I mean, let's talk to Bob in Colorado. We're going to let our guests go, and I'll go to Rodney and Woody and others. Bob, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. I've noticed, being a minority, I've noticed this go on since the Reagan era. Reagan Bush won when we had the drug war. It intensifies specifically in black communities only, and minority communities, because basically, it's totally taken away your right to your Fourth Amendment right. We just come in your house, no reason whatsoever. We're just going to come in there.
And that was used as the training area. Now it's everywhere.
Right. You know, you said one thing that was very prolific, and this is how I found you a couple years ago. You said that first they'll do it to the black community, then they'll do it to the white community. And what you're seeing is it's finally coming full circle, and it's happening now, 15 years after the start of the quote-unquote, almost 20, after the quote-unquote war on drugs. We're full circle where everybody right now is going to be at the mercy of police. And here in Denver, we had like a police officer kill two retarded black kids back-to-back, and he got a 10-month suspension. And the police officers held a rally on the state capitol to protest that this guy got paid 10 months without leave. Didn't lose his job. No criminal action, nothing taken against him, but he just got 10 months without pay, and the cops are out there at a rally going crazy. Like, I thought I was in Nazi Germany. It's absolutely nuts out here.
Well, I tell you, that's what happens when a small group, minority group, gets extra rights, more rights, super rights, and are protected by the establishment, the SS, the KGB, whatever you want to call it. This is the norm in history, like the party in China. And, this is my last point, and we'll let our guests go. But
let me give one point in, too. Before
sure, go ahead.
The problem is, it could be stopped immediately today because these city councils have the authority to place different legislation into effect to make these police accountable, like police review boards, which will actually be held by the citizenry, but they won't do it. City council members will not do, now nowhere, anywhere in any city in America.
I hear you. I got to let you go. Really good points, Bob. Just finishing this story, I told it before. I went to the store to get some frozen yogurt, and I had it in the front seat. I had my weightlifting belt in the front seat, and the police officer pulls me over, and he says, "Let me see your driver's license." I give it to him, and all of a sudden, he pulls a gun out, puts it to my head, starts screaming, cussing, yelling, "Get out, get out." Then he sees that it's a white belt, and he says, I'm sorry, don't speed again, you can go. Now, I almost died, but I'm not against that officer just because at least he didn't beat me up and go ahead and take me to jail. Now if they see a white belt or something and get scared, they're going to go ahead and take you to jail for something because just their overreaction means you must have done something wrong. Final comment on that, Mr. Warren.
Well, I wish I could have represented you at that time because I don't think that you should have been subjected to deadly force where you hadn't been a danger to the cop, nor had you committed any felony. I think the case of Tennessee versus Garner is very clear on that point, that they can't use deadly force unless you're a fleeing felon that's dangerous or you're posing a danger to the cop. And a weight belt in no way does that.
Well, I guess I'm just lucky he didn't go ahead and beat me up. I guess he wasn't a bad person.
Lucky he didn't put a bullet in your head.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Warren, thank you for all your time. And Ernest Warren there in Portland, Oregon.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. God bless you, sir. Take care. We'll come back, get into Patriot Act, the new Patriot Act legislation and your calls.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, it doesn't matter if it's Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush. They're just puppets. And the drug war is to make us the enemy. It's a war. The police are the troops. We're now the civilians. It's a war. And they ship in the drugs to create the crisis. And look, I've never been against the police. I mean, but I wade through their corruption, their drug dealing, their whore running, their everything they do. And I see less and less of helping change the flat tire, help them get the cat out of the tree, more and more of the other. Police, wouldn't you like to go back to the days of getting the slice of pie and the free coffee and people waving at you and children, you know, at Christmas being given, you know, the police set to play the part of the policeman when they're not playing cowboys and Indians? I mean, it's totally changed. You were once incredibly honored, and bad cops got in a lot of trouble. Now the bad cops are in control, the good cops are in trouble. And you ought to be ashamed of yourselves if you're a bad cop, who thinks we're the enemy and we're bad. I mean, we're just the general public. We're made up of the same types of people that are, you know, in government or out of government. And we're not your property. We're not your slaves. We're going to go to Rodney, Woody hung up, and then Tim and Mark and Dan and many, many others here in just a second. I do need to get into news, so we'll go through a full bank of calls, and then I'll go back into Patriot Act Enhancement provides death penalty for any federal crime punishable by over 1 year in jail. And this is on PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com as well. We'll be going over some of the subsections out of it. Also, we'll get into what's happening in Iraq and just a bunch of really important police state news I haven't even scratch the surface on, but I will get to all this news. I'm not going to wait and then run out of time in the next hour. I'd also like to hear from police officers out there. We've had police chiefs and others calling before agreeing with us, fire chiefs, you name it, but I'd like to hear from police officers who either disagree with me about this, we'll treat you with respect, or who agree with what I'm saying or have an addendum you want to add about the mindset, how it's changed, because I want to know how I got a gun put to my head because of a white belt in the front seat, and how you think that's normal. I mean, statistically, the most dangerous thing you face in your life, police, is other police. I've got the federal numbers on that. They don't like to publicize them. If you're on a SWAT team, your number one cause of death is that guy with the shotgun behind you. More often than not, there's been a bunch of cases where they catch cops killing their own people on accident, and then trying to frame somebody. I mean, I've probably seen 10 of those in the last 2 years in Texas alone, and not just the ones where they catch them. Also, last night I listened to Fox Television News. I have a Walkman, and at the gym I can listen to TV on it. Got the TV band. I just listened to it and kind of took mental notes. It was all propaganda. It's not conservative at all. It's incredible. Before I end this hour, though, just briefly, if you're online, we've launched PrisonPlanet.tv. You can sign up via PayPal or credit card. It's $5.95 a month. That's 19 cents a day. If you get a year, it's 15 cents a day. Video reports, news reports every week, print reports, audio, video, everything. I'm really proud of it. We're putting a lot of work into it. I'll be putting together a report tomorrow night. Took me about 5 hours, the new hourly video report. So go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv and support what we're doing, please. Or call and buy the videos on VHS or DVD. And feel free to make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes to get them out to people. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order VR Safe and Secure shopping carts. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Watch the videos too on the site once you sign up. 1-888-253-3139. Third hour, totally jam-packed. Please stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.